Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
So by 1997, when Timothy died, and we had to bury him after Easter Sunday morning, and Ruth's mother died 2 months to the day that Timothy died. I never even told my wife. The struggle for me was not any longer developing resources to help people go into places like this, war zone and famine zones, and survive. The issue was not about developing tools. The issue was no longer does government work or United Nations work or military work. That had been answered pretty clearly. They have no ultimate solutions. They have no eternal solutions. But the losing one's son is a scar that hopefully heaven will heal. And walking your two living sons and your wife through that, and seeing the Holy Spirit do mighty things in that community, that was very helpful. But still in the back of my mind is, does Jesus just work in settled places, Christian countries, places that have democratic forms of government? Is the Bible true? Indeed, does is greater the is He that is in me than he's that in the world? And I haven't experienced that for 7 years, and I have to honestly look at scriptures and it's like, you know, for the first time I'm experiencing crucifixion with the absence of resurrection of everything that's in that country. And may God help us. It was longer than 3 days between the two. I mean, for years, the resurrection hasn't come. And so Ruth and I in 1997 were asked to take a leadership role, but Tim had died and Ruth's mom had died. And so we came home to the States, understandably, to heal and to get ourselves put back together. And God Almighty put us in one of the most loving communities back at the college where Ruth and I had met, and still some of the professors and leaders there were friends of ours. And we started being able to get back in a routine of worship, and I had an accountability group of some men and college students. You can't imagine just us telling our Somali stories. We started having 4 or 5 college students coming to our house. And by our second semester at this college, we were having 60 and 90 college students come to our house. Different nights of the week, we changed different semesters, and they called it the Missions Fellowship. And during those 3 years, that thing grew into a powerful force on that campus to where 60 out of 90 of those kids now have been overseas as workers themselves.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.